interesting how quickly the show goes by. Decks. Mm. Decks are, you know, decks are a huge problem. Outdoor wooden deck built out of cedar or whatever. It's just like this maintenance thing that you got to kind of.
Oh, and the West Coast will be maintenance. The only time you don't have maintenance or you have less maintenance is if you could get to coat all six sides of the boards before it's installed. So you do two coats, all six sides of your boards, right. Install it. Then you do a final coat on the top, and you'll get like 5-6 years out of it,
right.
Compared to installing it, especially if it's a low to the ground deck,
right.
Where their moisture could get trapped. If right. It's a low ground to the ground deck, if you just coat the top, you're looking maybe 12 to 18 months. It doesn't matter whose product is on right. There. Even a Benjamin Moore product.
Even a Benjamin. Oh, my God. He said it. Company man said it right there. But it's true, though.
It's true. You can't fight moisture because you're looking at, like, the sun will pick stuff up at 100 PSI. So Unless you have baked on epoxy evil stuff on there, even that will peel off.
Yeah. It's the wood soaks up the water, and it's just a huge sponge. It's sitting out there all year long, and days like today where it's raining.
And that's why if you have a new deck, if it's built, I do recommend semi-transparent because it allows moisture in, it allows moisture out. You don't get the peeling. You just have to recoat it every 24 months. Just do a maintenance coat.
So and it's quite semi-transparent.
That's right.
Stain.
Yep.
Stain.
And that allows you also to see all the wood grain, the beauty of the cedar.
Oh, that's good. So even on a new one.
Yep.
With tannins and everything, the semi-transparent stain.
Yep. And the latex is still a better version to go with than the alkyds because the UV resistant. The only advantage the alkyds have is if you're doing it in warmer weather, the alkyds tend to actually soak into the wood without drying. So that's the big problem. If you're using latex, semi-transparent, you do want to put it on in the morning or in the evening when it's not hot.
I just want to say one thing to all of our listeners out there. Because the guest today is so knowledgeable and he's covering this ground so fast that it is available on my podcast on my website because this is a good show. With this information though coming so fast, the nice thing about the podcast is you can play it over and over because that's what I find. I mean, you're coming up with so much stuff. It's like, wow.
It's hard to fit everything in an hour, yeah.
It's amazing the knowledge you have though. I'm impressed. Like, you really know paints. I mean,
since 15 years old, right?
Is that all you guys do at Benjamin Moore, at the store, is paints?
No, in fact...
We
did the blinds in your studio here.
You did the blinds in the studio? That's amazing. So you do blinds?
We do blinds, and actually close over 50% of our business is flooring.
Flooring?
Yep.
Amazing.
A huge amount of our business is flooring.
So what kind of flooring do you sell?
We're big into hardwood.
Really?
We sell the Bruce and Armstrong lines of hardwood. Oh, we only try to deal with some of the bigger name brands just because being a Benjamin Moore store, we have to keep our quality control extremely high.
Right.
And like if something goes wrong with a Benjamin Moore thing, it gets fixed right away. And the same thing with if Armstrong. I haven't any issues, but the Armstrong products, they will replace it if anything goes wrong. No questions. Because I find a lot of some of the smaller companies, there's a lot of wood companies out there. A lot of mills and wood companies, and they just don't cover their warranties.
Right.
You know, because it's just like, you look at the warranty list, and it's just like a whole list
of exclusions.
Of exclusions. Oh, you use blue ink. I'm sorry.
You walked on it. Well, you weren't supposed to walk on it on a Tuesday. You could only walk on it on Tuesday afternoons. So.
Yeah, and that's why even Benjamin Moore doesn't put warranties on their labels. If something happens and it's a Benjamin Moore issue, they'll fix it. It's as simple as that.
What do you mean, like with the paint?
Yeah. If a person's having an issue, I'll go take a look at it.
Right.
And sometimes the Benjamin Moore rep will come out, take a look at it, and we'll scrape it, send it to New Jersey. They'll put it under the electron microscope. Yes, Benjamin Moore has a lot of cool technology.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I actually did this in Gibson's once because of a deck issue.
Really?
And it was a beautiful deck.
Right.
And these little stains were coming up. It was like these stains would grow, but it wasn't mold. They'd wash it off. The next day, the stains would grow. And it happened to be...
The stains were growing.
The stains, yeah. Black stains would form.
Really?
Yes.
On top of the paint.
That's right. No one knew what we do, so we actually cut a piece of the lumber off, sent it to the head office of Benjamin Moore in New Jersey. They did a test on it, and what it was they had a pool.
Right.
And they also had a new roof put on.
Right.
And so the iron that was in the roofing would be blown onto the deck, and the chlorine evaporating out of the pool would interact with the iron, and it would spread out like this crystal formation of stain. So it was actually an iron oxide pigmentation.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So the headquarters is in New Jersey. Wow.
Yeah, and that's where we do all our testing. So all of our products are tested in New Jersey weather. So they get the snow, they get the rain, they get the, you know, a lot of products are like I believe Bear and stuff like that is tested in California,
right,
where their headquarters are, and so. Sometimes their claims tend to be different.
Well, in New Jersey, you know, if it doesn't go right, they can just send someone out. You know what I mean? They'll take care of it. That's from New Jersey.
So
the Sopranos cousin will come out. Big black Cadillac will pull up in front of your house. Don't worry about it. We'll look after you.
But we do a lot of other stuff. Flooring's a big part
flooring.
Of our...
Flooring.
Yep. We do carpets, tile, marble.
You've had some big contracts on that. You were telling me about the one. It was the Maricarmi.
We did the Maricarmi Gardens.
Which was a huge building. I mean, I don't know how many
28 square. Units.
So, yeah, and they're big. So, I mean, they were looking at like 30,000 square feet.
It was 18,000-19,000 square feet.
That's a big project.
Yep. So and same with Country Grocer. That was about 16,000 to 18,000 feet.
Oh, we did all the floors.
All the Country Grocer, the liquor store. We did Immigration Canada in Victoria, which was 3 or 4 floors in towers.
Oh, wow.
So we've done a lot of work in government. Not us, but our floor installer actually did work in the government buildings downtown. And
wow.
He, our installer got to go to Ottawa to redo the curriculum, to do the questions and stuff for the apprentice program for Canada.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. He got to go to Ottawa and... He wrote the book on flooring.
Well, if you're knowledgeable on a subject, it's amazing how far it can go.
It was so weird that they found us. But maybe because of the government projects and the stuff like that we've done, they're like, hey, come to Ottawa. We need to redo some of the flooring stuff for the program across the provinces.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Yeah, so that was Shane Hubenick, my brother.
Oh, your brother.
Yeah. He's our main installer.
So you guys keep it all in the family?
Sort of, yeah.
It's a family operation. Okay.
Well, we were the only two family. All the other employees aren't family.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool for your family. That's kind of cool with your brother, though. I mean,
oh, yeah, and it's good, too, because
we do have... And he still works with the company, too.
Yeah, we do have a distance, though, because I don't see him every day. Because he does the installs, and I do more of the selling and that aspect of it, so we don't get into any big fights, because we're not, like, working together in the store. That might...
So you have you have a knowledgeable staff, though. I mean, you need to have that expertise. I mean, when people walk in, like someone like myself, you know, and let's say I'm painting my ceiling and I want to do it white, you're going to go, white may not be the right thing, Scott.
You could do it white, but you're better off making it a little bit off white.
But it's good to have that knowledge, and also with the exteriors about how to paint them, what works, what doesn't work.
That is the advantage of Benjamin Moore because of the training programs.
Oh, you have training?
Right? Oh, yeah. Like most of the people, like I've been to 3 different training programs. I've been to the Fresh Start program, which is like a basics of paint, and it was actually quite involved earlier on because we got down to the chemicals of the paint.
Oh, really?
Like this is what's in the paint that makes it superior to all these other brands because... Right. Of the certain chemicals we put in and the amounts of the which is why you can stick a stir stick in our paint and it doesn't move while, you know, some of the other paints, it's like liquidy and, you know, splattery and stuff like that.
That's really interesting. And you've gone to 3 of those.
Yeah, because I have my industrial ticket for doing, I used to do the Fletcher's plant for meat plants.
Okay.
Do all their product specs. I also used to do, when I was in Richmond, the product specs for Splashdown Parks. When you're sliding down the... in the water park, it's all Benjamin Moore paint.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys paint all that?
It's all Benjamin Moore paint.
Oh, wow.
All specs I've done, that was like, I think, 8 or 9 years ago.
Wow.
So it's handy to have the industrial ticket because, you just can't be like, oh, you should have high gloss oil. It's all like 2-part epoxies, which we supply. So it's all 2-part epoxies, super weird primers and things like that are on there.
So you're super knowledgeable on the subject. I mean, it's amazing the knowledge that you have. You know, that's why when I phoned down there and I said, you know, I'm looking for someone to do the radio show, one lady said, oh, we've got the perfect person for you. He knows everything about paint. I had no idea that you had this much knowledge. It's amazing.
Yeah. 15 years it gets crammed in.
So basically anybody on Salt Spring Island, if you have a problem, or Duncan or Mill Bay, or I guess anywhere, if they have a question about paint, should they just come down and see you?
Well, it's funny how many people phone me who have used competitors' paint.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it's like, I'm getting these issues. What's wrong? I'm like, oh, well, what type of paint is it? And they're like, oh, what's this? And so, so it's like, so you still help them along with it, of course, right?
Because
then you always, then they're a new customer, right?
Right.
So I'm always liking getting new customers. And
try to just kind of work with
I help everyone, absolutely.
And some people have had problems, you think?
Yeah, a lot of people on the island. Like, exterior, again, is a big issue. With decks, we've had people use certain brands and the paint's bleeding through because, they said you could use, like, maybe a latex primer on cedar, and it's all bleeding. And they're coming in, like, what's going on? I'm getting all these discolorations. The nail things are popping, and they're rusting. Yeah. And you tell them you're going to have to repaint your house. And it's just the way it is. But, yeah, you have to help them, yeah.
Right. I mean, that's always the problem with something like paint. It's actually a very knowledge-based subject. And if someone's just working behind the counter dishing the stuff out and they don't have that knowledge, they could be giving up some real bad advice.
Oh, it could be big problems. And it's,
I mean, that's why my radio show, it's not that I'm against the big box stores off-island, but I still think that if you think you can save a nickel by going to a big box store, what you're giving up for that nickel is the knowledge that you get in the small stores. I mean, the knowledge is something that you can't get at the big boxes.
Yeah.
Could you imagine going to Ronan and saying, well, I want to paint my house, and there's some 16-year-old kid. Yeah, sure, we sell this stuff. Here you go.
Some of the issues we get with big box, especially off-island, are just amazing. And it's funny because
I mean, buy the cheap rollers, buy the cheap brushes, get the cheap paint, and go home and think you're going to paint your house, and then it just peels off.
I had a guy that came in and went to a box store, and he's like, man, I put on 5 coats, and it looks like crap. And it's not covering. Like, this is 5 coats, and after 2-3 gallons later, because he had to use more. So he actually had phoned up his mom and dad. This is like a person in his 30s. He phones up his mom and dad, and he's just like, what's wrong? And they're like, well, where did he go? And it's like, oh, I went to the box. And he's like, oh, well, no, go to Benjamin Moore. And he went to Benjamin Moore, bought the Aura, did one coat, done. And he's just like, you know what? It was pain. He even said it was painful to pay like $72 for a gallon. But he says he would never use another paint again. Just because it worked, and it worked so efficiently and so fast. He didn't have to make trips, multiple trips. He didn't have to buy multiple gallons. So it actually was a lot cheaper in the long run.
Well, that's just it. The price, you know, if you get a really low price on something, it doesn't necessarily mean you've got a better deal.
That's right.
And that's why, you know, fundamentally, like I had David here from Mowat's last week on the show. And the same thing, you know, I actually had a customer go into Mowat's the other day, and he couldn't believe, it was his first time on the island, he couldn't believe the service that you get. And that's what businesses on Salt Spring, really, it's the service and your knowledge. When someone comes into the store, not only are they going to get good quality paint, but then they could pick your brain for incredible advice and knowledge. I mean, that's something you just can't get.
It's still really, it's also really important for the floors. Because we did the, in the Salt Spring Roasting Company there, they wanted to go 100% natural, and that's what they end up going.
Right.
I initially spec'd, well, maybe she use a PVC, like more of a plastic-based material, just because of the amount of traffic. Like, we did the plastic-based material in the liquor store.
Right.
And, it works gorgeously, and even with the Country Grocer and the co-op as well. But, it still works good. They just have to polish it once in a while, and still looks beautiful. And they have the natural product, but we did run into the issue in the back part of the door where there is a moisture issue, and the contractor knew about it too. But so there are certain places where you do need the knowledge to figure out what product to put where. Like, where should I use a solid wood compared to an engineered wood? And that's another issue on the island, because I've seen solids fail on the island.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just because of major cupping, cracking and stuff with the... sometimes people don't realize if they go on vacation, if you have a solid wood, you should still have the heat register set at a consistent temperature. Because we've seen huge shrinkage, especially from... some of the your Jatobas and Brazilian cherries, they get major issues if you don't have a consistent temperature.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Brazilian woods. I would prefer to see people use local, well, native, you know,
oaks or maples,
oaks.
North American.
I
That's
like
still
oaks.
Most common.
Is oak still common?
Oh yeah, our biggest seller is still the oak and maple.
I mean, the beauty of oak is it's a real hardwood.
It is, but sometimes your exotics are like 80 times as dense as your oak.
Oh,
yeah. Like oak is 1200 or 1400 on the Janka scale, which is the scale they do hardness tests right. for wood.
Okay.
Fur is 600, so it's right. actually very soft fur. Right. So you don't want to have a family with a fur floor. It'll just right. get wrecked. While your Brazilian Sherry, I believe, is about 3,200.
Wow.
So it's substantially denser and harder. Okay. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't scratch. People right. think the harder the wood, the better. It won't scratch. No, the harder the wood, it means it won't indent. Like if you drop right. something, its impact resistance right. is a lot harder. The scratch resistance tends to be more of the finish on
and
the
And where
wood.
Does maple fall in on that?
Maple is similar to oak.
Oh, is it oak?
Oh, yeah. It's like yeah. in the same range as oak.
Right, right.
Very similar. The North American woods are around that 1,400. Like walnut okay. is a little bit less. Your cherry and birch are the softest woods we sell and get
Gosh,
into.
Gosh, we're running out of time. We could do a whole another hour on just woods.
Yeah, we could.
No, it's amazing. So you have a lot of knowledge even on hardwoods and also on the paint. So, and I mean, the paint is really, how much of your store do you, you know, what percentage you sell paints over flooring? So
is it? It's around 50-55 for the paint.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You do to the floorings?
Yeah.
Really? You do that much flooring?
It's big volume in the floors, yeah.
Wow. Now, this is something that we talked about before the show. What's your busy month?
Wow, it's like it's funny because our flooring picks up between the October through to April.
Okay,
like flooring so is like our guys have been working since
November.
So it's
a wintertime project for people.
That's right.
Paint, that makes sense.
Yep, and but I would say about 70% of our paint business is actually done between your April through to September.
Okay.
Just because of the exterior.
Right.
65% of total paint volume is interior and about 35% is exterior. But, you know, the interior is stretched across the whole year.
Right, right.
And people still tend to do more interior painting in the summer.
Right.
It's just sunnier. I guess people are more interested in doing things. And right. They come down and they... So you still sell more interior in the summertime.
Now, do you guys actually have painters on staff? Do you do
Absolutely
painting?
Absolutely not.
You do not?
No, it's a bad idea to go into competition with your biggest your biggest customers.
Right.
So we're strictly... And Benjamin Moore has even rules like that. Like, they usually don't even let owners... they won't let owners become painters and things like that.
Okay. So, but you deal with all the painters.
Oh, yeah.
So now, if say somebody comes down there, they're new to the island, they don't know any painters, would you be able to supply them with a list of, like, three painters?
Exactly. We have painters we recommend that do awesome work that we know, you know, we've seen their work, no complaints on and stuff.
So you'd give them a list of, like, two or three painters
right.
that they can go check references on?
Exactly. And I don't play the favorites because...
Right.
And all the painters, you know, they usually get this, they all get the same price, and so it's all a level playing field for
them. Right.
And Benjamin Moore on this island we have a really good market share here, so it's, no matter what, usually the paint is Benjamin Moore. But, so it's up to the customer to pick which painter and which quote that they like.
Right. And so now you do have different grades of Benjamin Moore. So
yes.
As long as they're comparing apples to apples on the paint side.
Exactly. So if you have one painter who's quoting maybe Super Spec, which
right.
they get a way better deal on
right,
compared
right.
to a painter that's doing exterior aura,
right.
there could be a price difference of $30 a gallon. And
right,
so if you're looking
right.
at 15...
You want to make sure the type of paint is in the actual quote.
Correct.
Right, right. But then the painters, will they usually come out and quote a job?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, and most of the painters here, like I noticed a lot of them do use the aura and the higher end
okay.
paints. And so that's... It's
so like
good,
Deb's
though.
Paint, or there's quite a few different
oh,
painters.
Oh, yeah, she's always on the recommended list. She does awesome work, and
they're
it's
high-quality
high quality.
Painters. And
Absolutely.
They've got high-quality crews, and they buy high-quality paint, and they'll
yep.
come out and do a fantastic job. And now, you would still help the people decide on the color of the painter,
oh, yeah,
or you could talk to about the different paints, but the painter would the painter discuss with the colors, or was that something
no,
that you
the
would
No, the
colors
is usually, the colors is done in store. The painter will usually discuss what they'll do, because 80% of mostly their cost will be labor and prep.
Right.
Prep is
right.
huge.
Prep is huge.
You don't want, like, if you get a cheap quote from a painter, sometimes it's like, okay, what are they doing? Are they just throwing it on, or am I going to be dealt with extras? And that's something to always watch out for, like,
right.
customers. If you see a quote for $4,000, one's $8,000, what
right.
has the other one left out?
Right. Well, we're going to have to wrap up our show here. And
sure.
it's been a most interesting show. I have learned more about paint today than I've learned probably in the last 10 years. I mean, it's fascinating. You have an incredible knowledge of paint. I really want to thank you for coming out to the Radio Real Estate Show this morning, because I had no idea. I mean, I just felt like I'm one of those lost souls wandering around the island. I had no idea that...
Oh, a lot of lost souls that come to the... We could educate
that you had that much knowledge, and that I could just go down there and say, you know, I'm thinking about painting my ceiling, and now I know where I can go to get that kind of in-depth knowledge. I mean, fascinating.
Even down to the chemicals if you really want it, but that's really not necessary. But thanks for having me on. It's been,
fun. Well, I've really enjoyed it. And again, it will be available on podcast. All you have to do is type in Benjamin Moore Salt Spring, you'll be able to find the podcast, and because there's just so much that you put out there so fast, unless you are really taking notes, although people can come down and just see in person if they want.
I mean,
that's probably the best thing to do.
And every paint has a different scenario. Sometimes I don't always recommend the best paint for certain jobs, because it's not necessary. Sometimes you just need the normal good stuff to cover a wall. So
what a guy. He knows it all. There you go. We have an expert on the island, and I would highly recommend, if you have a painting problem, talk to the experts. They do know. That's why they are the experts. So thank you for listening today to the Radio Real Estate Show on this blustery, windy Salt Spring afternoon, March 20th. And Drew is going to be in with Johnny, and Johnny DeVille will be in shortly with his rock and roll hour or 2 hours. So stay tuned to that, and have yourself a wonderful day, Salt Spring Island. I'll be back next Tuesday with the Radio Real Estate Show.
If you are buying or selling Salt Spring Island real estate, contact Scott Simmons, Salt Spring Realtor for 1% Realty, Vancouver Island.